Hello, loves. It is Ruthie Wren here, and this is just a small, zero episode of my new podcast coming out called Defining Kinks. And so I just wanted to talk about it a little bit so you guys can know what to expect and get involved. I mean, the podcast is it's not going to go anywhere if, you know, there's no interest or, you know, driving force behind it, which is all of y'all. So I just kind of wanted to talk about what it is, what inspired it, and what is my end goal, I guess. So Defining Kinks actually came to me as a podcast idea because of a couple of different things. The moment that it changed, that it became like, I have to do this, is I saw a commercial on TV. And the commercial on TV, and this is like mainstream TV, it's not like a hidden, you know, little subservice or anything like that. This is a pretty globally going to be seen, you know, or at least all across the nation. And a sexual innuendo slash attitude was expressed. And I remember, you know, at the end of that commercial going, good for that company, you know, for pulling down that stigma a little bit. And then in my head, I thought, wait a minute. Like, it occurred to me that this, you know, the sexual attitude that they were expressing has been around since medieval times. They weren't even talking about something crazy. I'm remiss not to bring it in because I don't want to deter anybody, but I probably will end up sharing if I get enough questions. But the point was, is this sexual attitude and this sexual behavior that they were talking about in the commercial has been around as long as time. It's completely natural. And I thought, why am I so surprised and wanted to be so congratulatory to them? I mean, why is this still a thing, you know? So I guess it blew me out of the water that sex is completely natural. A lot of elements are primal in it, instinctual, carnal, you know, and because of that, I don't feel that they're wrong or that they are things we can't talk about. A lot of you know, and most of you know me from, the fact that I voice in the Gone Wild audio community of Reddit. And there are kinks galore in that community. And I have seen shame run rampant there just as well as in my normal waking life. I mean, yes, it is a little bit better because that's what everybody is there for. I mean, you know, to listen to their niche kinks or, you know, the audio expression of such and enjoy them. And even there, they're shaming. You have artists that love to delve into the darker, more extreme stuff. You have artists that only vocalize pieces for same gender sex. Then you have ones that only do wholesome, cuddly kinks, you know. And my point is that each one of these gets shamed for different things. And I think that that's ridiculous. It just is. And I think a big part of it, as I've begun to observe people and watch people, I'm very much a people watcher. I've noticed most of the shame comes from misinformation or misunderstanding. You know, like they don't understand the extent of the kink for that individual, or they don't understand the dynamic of the kink. And in that sense, I think that they're doing both themselves and the person they're shaming a disservice. So that's really, I mean, you can probably tell I'm getting a little fired up here because I'm going to segue for a whole second and dial it back and stop getting so fired up. I probably will come right back to it because I'm a redhead and this is what I do. But, you know, I grew up in the conservative South. I've made no mystery of that. I am a Texas gal, and I'm proud of that. And there are a lot of things, please, nobody hate me. Do not make this political. Do not make this religious or moral. But there are some things conservatively about the South that I love and adore. However, there is a large, and many that are from the South can relate, and I know there's even conservative North too, just conservative in general, that there is a lot of shaming and a lot of, we don't talk about that outside of, you know, the bedroom, or we don't even talk about that inside the bedroom. There's a lot of shaming where you can't express yourself and you can't even ask questions about what you don't know, because even just inquiring is shameful. And as a young woman growing up in the South, before I found my sexual voice, as it were, I just always relied on the knowledge of my partners and their attitudes. And I just kind of went with what they told me the kinks were, or what sex was supposed to be, because I was not as experienced as them. Now, in hindsight, I did both of us a disservice in that they weren't really informed either. Most people get their kink information, education, from pornography, from the internet, and I'm sorry to shed light on this. I'm so, so sorry. If you don't know this, the internet is full of, say it with me, untruths. And anyways, my point is that there are a lot of things out there that you could click any number of 100 paths and set yourself on your own little choose your own adventure of information. And it doesn't always lead to the right places, and it doesn't always lead to the right attitudes. I could Google sexual submissive, and I am going to one adventure end up at pet play, and another adventure I may end up in infantilism, and another adventure I may end up in a softcore porn domestic fantasy with traditional gender roles. See, I can end up anywhere, and people will take these Google trails and they'll take it that this is what the kink is 100% every time between every partner and every relationship, every dynamic, and it turns them off to it, or it turns them on to it a whole lot. And then that leads to mishaps in the future when they're with a partner who sees the kink a different way. So, what did I see that this podcast I hope to address, or my goal is I see a lot of people, adults, some collectively the adults that I talk to on a regular basis vary in age from age 18 all the way up to their 50s. And some of them are equally misinformed. Some of them are equally... they equally admit that they don't know, and that they're unsure how to explore or where to go. Ultimately, my goal for the podcast is that I can open conversation. We can get over this. Oh, I can't ask. I can't admit that I don't know. Nobody likes admitting that they're wrong or that they're dumb or that they're inexperienced. Nobody likes that, especially, you know, especially when you get into your older adult ages, you know, late 20s to 50s. You don't want to admit that you made it this far without knowing what this actually means, you know? I mean, at least that's the collective. Me, I'm wrong all the time about normal stuff. So sex, I'm okay with being wrong about. So that's what the podcast I hope to do. I hope to sit down with a collective of adults. Initially, it's probably going to start more with my peers in the voicing community, both writers, editors, listeners, voices, and just talk about what we know, what we don't know, maybe look at some resources, have a little fun, and really just open up perspectives here. And then in the future, I would love to definitely branch out and become more Maine, because I think the normal waking world of adults needs to stop being so afraid of admitting what they don't know or what they want to explore sexually. So these are my big aspirations here. 2 years ago, I was a girl who had mostly normal sex. I don't know how to, I don't want to say normal because that's where the kink word becomes dirty. I had mainstream sex, mostly missionary position, which don't get me wrong, I love, but missionary position, very little kink. As wild as it got is when you have those days where you sneak off to a bedroom, you know, when you're somewhere where you probably shouldn't do it, you know. But that was about as wild as it got. Was I satisfied? I mean, I thought sex, you know, was fun in general. It's a fun thing. It feels good. But was I always completely satisfied? Was it always amazing? Did I feel like my partners were always listening to me? No, I didn't always feel those things. But did I feel it was normal? Yeah. I wanted to try things. That's the point here. There were things I wanted to try and wanted to explore, but I felt that it was wrong to ask for them. And even more so, I didn't know how to articulate or how to explain what I wanted to experience. And I wasn't even sure what to call them or how to approach that. That's why I also want to do this, because I didn't explore anything for fear of being wrong, for fear of being judged, and everything like that. And that is something that the voicing community gave to me. We have these magical things called tags that we put on all of our works, whether you're a writer or whether you're a voice. And these tags are to basically give listeners, readers, a flavor of what your piece includes, the tone. Also, it gives you warnings, you know, if people aren't into forced sexual play, then this warns them that the piece would include that, so they should stay away from it. So it's a very positive device. And in the voicing community, I've been able to explore these some, but even still, you know, it is not all inclusive. Even still, there are not huge discussions about things. So that's why I wanted this podcast. None of us have doctorates, degrees in sexual philosophy or psychology or anything like that. We are not relationship and marriage counselors. We're none of that. We are grown adults who enjoy sex, who want to explore our sexual selves, because it's a natural part of who we are, and we want to encourage others to do that, because having a sexual healthy relationship with yourself leads to having sexual healthy relationships with your partners. And overall, I feel, and I think most of the adults that I've talked to feel, that when you have a sexual healthy relationship, it melts into your normal non-sexual relationship in a positive way. So that's the goal of the podcast. I am very excited. I hope that you're excited. If you have any questions, remarks, comments, you have ideas or kinks that you would like us to discuss or that you've always wanted to learn more about, please, please comment, post, private message me. I am all over social media. I want to hear, because I don't know everything myself, and this is also an experience for me. So I look forward to everything that we can learn together, the dialogue that we can open, and just the fun we can have. Sex is supposed to be fun. Let's make it fun again. Let's make it fun and not scary and not hide behind these facades of, I don't know, I probably shouldn't ask. Let's not do that anymore, okay? So I look forward to it. Please join me. The first episode is coming soon, and I'm excited about all my guests. And if you do like it, share it. You know, share the experience with others. Let them know, you know, that's part of it. I want this to be wildly and widely shared because I want people to talk. I do want people to listen to the show. But at the end of the day, if I can get one person to listen to the show and then they start talking in their waking life to other people's about sex and kink, and then those people, you know, and it becomes a norm, that's my end goal. So please, if you like it, also share it. Pass it along. Share the wealth. Thank you so much for listening, loves, and for your time. I appreciate every single one of you. You're what makes me love the world of Ruthie Wren. And I look forward to everything that we create together. Talk soon.